Election Day 2018 is fast approaching. The voter registration deadlines come sooner than the votes, obviously. In Oregon, you've got 2 weeks from today to get registered to vote in this election. That's October 16th. The ballot features a number of key races and measures, including ballot measure 106. This is an abortion measure, or more accurately, an anti-abortion measure. The state provides funding for abortion through the Oregon Health Plan, the state's version of Medicaid. Passage of 106 would stop that and make some other changes as well. Jeff Jimerson of Oregon Life United is one of the people who helped get 106 on the ballot. He is on the phone to present the case for passing 106. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So walk us back then to last year and the passage in the legislature of House Bill 3391. I can imagine that was a bit of a problem from your mind.
Yeah. House Bill 3391 was signed into law by Governor Kate Brown in August of 2017. And it did a lot of things, but one of the things that we were most concerned about is that it actually increased and expanded how taxpayers are being required to pay for abortions. So, you know, there were a lot of people, whether pro-life or pro-choice, who were also really upset with the method in which the state lawmakers pushed this through. House Bill 3391 was declared an emergency, which took away public option from being able to refer this back to the voters to decide. So we saw a lot of enthusiasm from Oregon voters around the state when HB 3391 became law.
So with that emergency clause, then you couldn't refer it right away. You had to go through a longer process.
Yeah, and even then, you know, we're not able to address everything in that bill. The measure that we're proposing, Measure 106, specifically deals with taxpayer-funded abortion, and that's the only part of the bill that we would be essentially able to reverse through the citizen initiative.
Well, I was going to ask about that because there are other services that are provided by HB 3391, screenings for STDs and vasectomies and birth control for women. So does Measure 106 address those at all?
No, it's unrelated to anything other than specifically our tax dollars paying for elective abortions, so abortions that are not medically necessary.
Mm-hmm. Now, Oregon already provided some abortions funded by the state. What changed under 3391 that went beyond what you found acceptable?
Well, Oregon's been funding abortions with state tax dollars for decades, and this goes back to the early 80s when the Oregon Supreme Court decided that there couldn't be any restrictions on which abortions were funded through state health care. So what that turned out to be was, you know, we don't have data going back to the 80s. We have data going back to about 2002. And what we're looking at is $24.4 million state tax dollars spent on about 57,000 abortions in those 16 years. So it's a lot of abortions currently being funded and that have been funded by taxpayers. And HB 3391 expanded that to include people who are in Oregon who are undocumented. And it also expanded that into creating a new program for customers of Providence Health to allow those customers to have abortions at no cost funded by taxpayers. So those are the two primary ways that it expanded taxpayer funding for abortion, undocumented immigrants and customers of Providence Health.
Well, Providence Health as a Catholic-based organization probably had a religious objection to paying for abortions, and this would seem to get around that. I mean, do you see any good faith effort there?
Well, what happened was HB 3391, one of its primary purposes was to force private health insurers to cover abortion and not only cover it, but require or eliminate any copay. So
it's, you know, totally on the insurer, not on the insured.
Right. And so what Providence said was, no, we don't want to do that. And if you try to force us to pay for abortions as an insurer, then we're going to pull out of the state. And so lawmakers wrote an exception just for them and said, okay, if you fit these certain criteria, and Providence, to my knowledge, is the only insurer that fit that criteria, if you fit the certain criteria, you're exempt from this law, but instead we're going to ask the policymakers in the state to create a new program for customers of Providence that would be funded through the state general fund. And so that's where it becomes, and that program is in development now. We don't have details on it, but it's potentially, you know, tens of thousands of customers receiving new taxpayer-funded abortions, and we think that's wrong.
Jeff Jimerson is with Oregon Life United, one of the people who helped get ballot measure 106 on Oregon's ballot. It is the measure titled Prohibits Public Funds from Being Spent on Abortions. You can join us on the exchange as we approach this November election topic. 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned a lot of these other ancillary services that are provided by House Bill 3391, not targeted by measure 106. What about the requirement that the insurance does pay with no copay for abortions?
No, you know, again, that's unrelated to 106. I can read you a very, you know, the text of the measure is pretty short and pretty clear, and it simply says the state shall not spend public funds for any abortion except when medically necessary or as may be required by federal law. And then goes in to define some of those terms. So it really doesn't have anything to do with private insurance whatsoever. It's about how public funds are being used.
So, Jeff, why approach this, though, as a constitutional amendment and not a statute? I understand it, you know, it makes it a little more locked in stone if it's in the Constitution, but it also sets a higher bar for you in terms of collecting signatures, right?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier, you know, that Oregon Supreme Court case in the early 80s is why we are using our tax dollars in an unlimited and unrestricted way for abortions today. So the only way that we can really change this is to amend the state constitution so that the courts would have to abide by that. You know, if we went into a basic statute, which, yeah, as you said, would require fewer signatures and potentially be supported by more people because, you know, it's less locked in stone, so to speak. The problem with that route is you have lawmakers who would instantly overrule the people with writing their own law to change it. So, you know, there's the beauty of the initiative process in Oregon is that you can allow the people to make decisions in a way that provides some checks and balances to the legislature. And there's only one way to amend the Constitution in Oregon, and that's by a vote of the people. So we're asking the people to decide, do you want to use your tax dollars to pay for non-medically necessary abortions? And if so, then we need that to be protected from lawmakers who would disagree with that decision.
How easily did you bring in the signatures necessary to get Measure 106 onto the ballot?
You know, it was a long effort. It was a lot of work, and you would be surprised. A lot of people aren't, you know, aware of really how much effort goes into a statewide citizen initiative that is really grassroots driven. We worked on this measure for about 7 years, and we attempted 3 times to get it on the ballot. The first year, we ended up with about 72,000 signatures. This was in 2012. Then in 2014, we tried again and ended up with 98,000. And for 2016, you know, we had built a larger coalition of voters and folks of really diverse political backgrounds supporting this. And so as the movement grew, this grassroots movement, we had a lot of infrastructure in place in 2016 that made it easier to get those petition sheets out. But the other thing that really helped, and it's hard to underestimate overestimate the value of House Bill 3391 in the case of motivating people. That when that bill was signed into law, we had more interest in our measure than we'd ever seen before.
That was an obvious question. Yeah, 3391 really helped you then.
Yeah, it really motivated people. We have a lot of churches around the state who helped gather signatures, or at least circulate the petition. And we had doors open that we had never had before when HB 3391 passed. We had, you know, really large churches in the Portland area that were hands-off prior to this. But now they saw, you know, the legislature is really running away in a direction that opposes our values. And so we have to do something, and this gives us an opportunity to have a say.
Jeff Jimerson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's with Oregon Life United and helped put ballot measure 106 onto the Oregon election ballot this November. Again, you have 2 weeks to get to register to vote in Oregon. You can join the conversation on the Exchange as we explore the yes side of denying public funds to be spent on abortions in Oregon. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone. Send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Grumpy John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Exchange.
Thanks, Jeffrey. I want to know if his objection is financial or moral, because if it is financial, the cost of supporting all the addition to the population is going to far outweigh the cost of the abortions. And if it is moral, then his hubris is unbearable. Goddess herself aborts approximately 10% of all known pregnancies. So your moral is wrong. It just has no place.
All right. Thank you for that, Grumpy John. Appreciate it. Jim, what do you say?
So for me personally, yeah, it's definitely a moral motivation. You know, the caller spoke about, his personal views on the issue of abortion. And, you know, I respect the right for someone else to have views different than I do. My views are that abortion ends the life of an innocent human being. It's one human doing harm to another human. And I think it's wrong. So that's my personal belief. But when it comes to Measure 106, I think it's really important to say and mention, and this, this might shock some people to hear even, is that Measure 106 is supported by people who believe it's okay to have access to abortion. We have many people who support Measure 106 who call themselves and identify as being pro-choice. So we have people on one side of, we really have two distinct target, you know, groups who support this. We have the natural sort of obvious group, which are folks who are pro-life, people who believe that, human life has worth and dignity and we shouldn't be treating it like garbage and destroying it. That's one side of the camp. And then you have another side who say, you know what, I don't care what you do. You can have an abortion if you want. Just don't make me pay for it. I don't want to pay for your elective surgeries if it's not medically necessary.
So essentially you get then people with both moral and financial objections lining up with you on the yes on 106 side.
Yeah, and it's a complicated issue. You know, we're talking about a very, you know, an issue that has a lot of strongly held beliefs on both sides. And, you know, the key point that we like to remind people is that Measure 106 doesn't stop anybody from doing anything. If someone wants to have an abortion, they'll still be able to do that. This is simply about who's going to pay for it. And we believe that if an abortion is not medically necessary, then it shouldn't be paid for by other taxpayers.
Now, there has been an issue raised about the wording of ballot measure 106, that by denying state funding for abortions, you could be removing eligibility for abortions under the insurance packages of state workers, for example. First of all, could that happen?
You know, Measure 106 doesn't stop anyone, including public employees, from choosing abortion if that's what they want to do. You know, the text of our proposed amendment is very clear and very specific. It doesn't target public employees or any other group of Oregonians. You know, there are school teachers and there are firefighters who pay taxes too, and tens of thousands of public employees support Measure 106 because they don't want their tax dollars used to pay for abortions. So our opponents are wanting to make this an issue about, you know, this is targeting certain groups, but this is really about freedom for everyone to do what they want with their own money. And
all right, so with their own money, does that mean that they would have to pay for their own abortions even if they have a state-funded health insurance plan?
So if the private health insurer is covering abortions, then our measure would not address that. If we're talking about private health insurance and private money being used, this is, you know, our Measure 106 specifically targets public funds from going towards abortions.
That sounds like a yes, then. What you're saying is that if you have an insurance policy provided by the state, you're working for the state, then state funding would be paying for your abortion, therefore no.
Yeah, that's a question, honestly. That's a question. So when our text is very clear and specific in that we're talking about public funds. So do public funds directly pay for abortions when it goes through another channel like a private health insurer? And when our measure was being hashed out in the courts through the ballot title process, this question came up by the Supreme Court reviewing that ballot title, and they said, you know, we're not addressing that right now. This specific thing is not clear. And so what's going to happen is, if and when voters approve Measure 106, how it specifically gets implemented is going to be determined by the boards, the policymakers, the state agencies that determine, how specifically it's going to be implemented.
So it sounds like it's almost assuredly headed for either legislative tinkering or a court challenge.
I think either way, it's going to be headed toward a court challenge because you have a lot of passionate emotions on this issue. So, there's going to be some more discussion on this for sure.
Was it deliberate? I mean, you mentioned that you say the wording is clear, but this part is not. You say this is still a question. So was it deliberate that it was somewhat muddy?
No, and I don't believe it's muddy at all. I believe when you read the text, it talks about, you can define public funds specifically, and we've done that. So implementation is always, the role of implementation always is on the body that provides those services. So, and or the legislature who writes the laws. So we're just, we're just simply allowing taxpayers to say, hey, you know what? We don't want our money to be used for elective abortions. And if you think this applies to public employees through their private health insurance, then that specific piece of it is going to be determined, when this is implemented. We certainly aren't targeting public employees or any group of people. We're just simply allowing taxpayers freedom to say, hey, I want my tax dollars to go towards abortion or I don't.
Jeff Jemerson of Oregon Life United, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Here is a call from Rob in Medford. Welcome to the Exchange.
Hi, thanks for being here.
Rob, you there?
Speaking out of both sides of his mouth. First off, he talked about the freedom that this is going to offer people to not pay for things through their taxes. But he speaks about how this will, not affect the ability of
Okay, Rob, your cell phone just faded out too much for understand, but the gist of it then, Jeff, from what I can see on the screen, is that he's just asking, Rob, is if this is truly a vote for freedom.
Well, absolutely it is. Right now, you have hundreds of thousands of Oregon taxpayers who are being forced to do something they don't want to do. So, you know, the camp who says this is taking something away is not acknowledging the fact that you have a huge portion of the populace who are being forced to pay for something that they object to. And, you know, this is not about, you know, something uncontroversial. You know, we're not talking about public services like paving roads or building parks or schools. We're talking about the world's most controversial medical procedure. And right now there is not freedom for the people who don't want to be paying for that. So this is all about freedom. I couldn't disagree more with that statement.
Well, you mentioned this is not an uncontroversial thing, and you have the two sides often characterizing each other rather sharply. You know, there are people who would say that your camp cares deeply about every child until they're born. And then you have people in your camp saying that people on the other side want to use abortions for birth control. Are either one of those characterizations fair, do you think?
No, I think this is a tough issue. You know, you have real people and real lives, and you know, society has come down on there's a line that society has drawn when it comes to abortion, and most voters, most people in the United States and in the state of Oregon believe that there should be some restrictions on abortion. Like, most people wouldn't say, you know, abortion should be free and legal up until the moment of birth. They think there should be some restrictions. But the problem is, in Oregon, there are no restrictions. We're the only state in the entire country that has no state laws that restrict abortion in any way. And then on top of this, we have the Oregon Health Plan and our state tax dollars funding abortion without any limit or restriction of any kind. There's nothing to slow that down. So, you know, the public has said we want some restrictions, and, you know, the specific instances of you know, personal feelings one way or the other, you know, that varies across the board.
All right, we have to go. Jeff Jimerson, Oregon Life United, in favor of Oregon Measure 106 on the ballot on November 6th. Thanks so much for joining us today in The Exchange, and that's it for this hour.